This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. El Paso County has one of the highest youth suicide rates in the country. In 2019, 17 people aged 10 to 19 took their own lives. That's more than a 50% increase from the prior year, according to state data. Jesse Pocock of Inside Out, a Colorado Springs LGBTQ youth services organization, says meaningful connections with safe adults can be life-saving.
A young person who has a connection with one trusted adult, it doesn't matter who it is 5 times less likely to attempt suicide.
LGBTQ youth are at higher risk of suicide. In Colorado, suicide is the second leading cause of death for people under 24. Two youth services organizations in Colorado Springs partnered to get homeless youth off the streets during the pandemic. Of the more than 100 youth without homes who use the drop-in center, nearly 30% of them are now housed. That success has led the groups to start pushing for a permanent solution, a drop-in space where homeless, LGBTQ, and other at-risk youth can hang out and access services and support. The Bureau of Land Management's Kremling office has proposed a plan to allow fire managers to let some unplanned wildfires burn. That's if the flames were started naturally and would benefit the health of the landscape. The public can comment on the draft environmental assessment for the next 30 days. The proposal considers where fires should not be used, like critical wildlife habitats. Naturally started fires would be managed for safety. Human-caused fires would not be allowed to burn. A UC health doctor has raised more than $25,000 to ship medical supplies to India, where COVID-19 has overwhelmed hospitals. CPR's Claire Cleveland has more.
India has reported a daily death count of more than 3,000 people for the past 10 days. And on Friday, the country hit a new daily case record of more than 400,000. That's why Colorado Dr. Saketh Guntupalli decided to act. This week, he sent masks, gowns, gloves, and alcohol wipes to a hospital in southern India. He launched the GoFundMe to raise $10,000 for shipping costs, and the first batch of supplies is set to arrive next Tuesday. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
You're listening to Colorado Public Radio News.